2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 4. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28 refers not only to the toil of striving to keep the commandments of the law and religious regulations, but also to the toil of struggling to be successful in any work. Whoever toils thus is always heavily burdened. After the Lord extolled the Father, acknowledging the Father's way and declaring the divine economy, he called this kind of people to come to him for rest. Rest refers not only to being set free from the toil and burden under the law or religion or under any work or responsibility, but also to perfect peace and full satisfaction. To take the Lord's yoke is to take the will of the Father. It is not to be regulated or controlled by any obligation of the law or religion or to be enslaved by any work, but to be constrained by the will of the Father. The Lord lived such a life, caring for nothing but the will of his Father. He submitted himself fully to the Father's will. Hence, he asks us to learn from him. Today's reading. To be meek, or gentle, means not to resist opposition, and to be lowly means not to have self-esteem. Throughout all the opposition the Lord was meek, and throughout all the rejection he was lowly in heart. He submitted himself fully to the will of his Father, not wanting to do anything for himself or expecting to gain something for himself. Hence, regardless of the situation, he had rest in his heart, he was fully satisfied with his Father's will. The rest that we find by taking the Lord's yoke and learning from him is for our souls. It is an inward rest, it is not anything merely outward in nature. The Lord's yoke is the Father's will, and his burden is the work of carrying out the Father's will. Such a yoke is easy, not bitter, and such a burden is light, not heavy. The Greek word translated easy means fit for use, hence, good, kind, mild, gentle, easy, pleasant, in contrast to hard, harsh, sharp, bitter. In our experience, sometimes we just do not know where to direct our thoughts. This is an indication that our mind needs the Lord Jesus as the shepherd. As a result of his shepherding, our mind is directed and set in the right way. Our emotion, being complicated, is easily upset. Therefore, we need the Lord Jesus to shepherd us in our emotion. His shepherding comforts our emotion. Our will also needs the Lord's shepherding. As human beings, we often find it difficult to make the right decision. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to make a decision. Unbelievers have no one to lead them and guide them in making decisions. But we have a shepherd to lead us and guide us. The Lord's leading and guiding are primarily related to our will. As the living shepherd, the Lord continually directs our will. The Lord is truly the shepherd of our soul. He directs our mind, comforts our emotion, and leads and guides our will. According to my experience, there is a difference between leading and guiding. Leading is related to a destination. Suppose you are driving from your home to a certain city. A road map may lead you to your destination. But once you arrive at that city, you will need a guide, someone to direct you to the exact place where you want to go. For instance, on the one hand, the Lord will lead his people to the Holy Land. But once he has led them there, he will guide them to Mount Zion. As our shepherd, The Lord leads us first and then guides us. He leads us to the right place, and He guides us to the exact spot. This is Christ, our Shepherd. This is the end of today's morning revival.